Evan, dude, be honest. You're enjoying the pumpkin spice latte we're drinking right now, aren't you?
Yes. I'll do a food review right here.
Ooh, some ASMR with it. Give us a quick pumpkin spice Pod Wars exclusive.
So Gary's wife made this pumpkin spice. It's good. It gives me gingerbread vibes too.
And of course, Justice's first question was, did you guys put liquor in it?
Nope. We're going.
Anyways, guys, my name's Gary and we are Pod Wars. On Pod Wars, we like to talk about stuff, you know, nerdy stuff, stuff that interests us. I'm here today with a very good friend of ours, a man who got dreadlocks as of, what, like 30 minutes ago? Our boy, Evan.
Hey, it's good to be back. I missed you guys. Had to do something angsty before I came on the pod. And yeah, it was dreads. I'm pretty happy with them. And yeah, it happened about 12 hours ago.
So this is what happens when you have time in your hands and you're not recording with us.
Yeah.
You just suddenly go downhill. And the man who actually washes his hair, our boy Justice.
What's up, guys? I have very short hair, so.
So that's a no on the dreads. Really. Yeah. I feel like you have a better chance with your beard, dude. When it like grows out.
Yeah.
Like.
I can definitely make it into a ponytail. Like No Shave November, it gets real bad.
Well, if we go into another major quarantine, maybe we should all do that again and just like grow out our beards.
Ooh.
In fact, I'm kind of disappointed I didn't do that over quarantine.
I didn't know Gary could grow a beard.
I can grow a very good goatee.
Okay,
and that's it.
That's right.
Yes, just the goatee. And I try to use that as a facade to make people think I'm older because I'm definitely not qualified for my job.
Dude, with the backwards road hat on, you look very not qualified.
Oh, very much. But as you guys could probably tell, this is more of a new and different episode for us. This is our quote-unquote 100th episode. Guys, that's kind of a big freaking deal.
Yeah,
we've recorded 100 episodes that we are willing to keep and have people listen to.
There might have been a couple that didn't make it on the
there
way.
There was a couple that didn't make it. When we're like, hey, we're getting some legitimacy. We should probably delete that. But this is our 100th official episode. Now, if you guys are new to Pod Wars or if you're one of our guests kind of checking us out, you know, we told you about the pod or whatever, and I would recommend going back to, you know, some of our great interviews with Jennifer Badger, stunt woman for Avengers, Chris Lepps, stunt person for Johnny Depp, Jack Geckler, who did work on Force Awakens, and our other fantastic guests. Go check out those episodes. Those are some high-quality content. This one, our main goal was that we have fun and not give half a crap if anyone listens. So if you want to know what our podcast is actually like, check out those episodes. If you want to know what we're actually like, listen to this crap.
That was a really good way to put it. Yeah. No, I think today just is going to be a fun recap and just kind of silly time.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because we're planning on having that interview with Charles, but it just hasn't worked out yet, which is totally cool. So Gary, Evan, and I were arguing what we wanted to do, and we just like couldn't decide. So we're just going to do a fun, weird episode today.
Yeah. Well, speaking of all of our great interviews, I think it'd be fun just to talk about our favorite moments on the podcast. Like our favorite episodes are just, yeah, things that happened or people we interviewed.
Dude, I still adore the one little clip we have of Matt Bush talking about his work that he was almost doing for Charlie Sheen. I love that. You guys have to check out that episode. He did a very great way of describing a very crass, large, and sexual portrait in a way that was both eloquent and non-offensive. And I thought that that was fantastic. I love how, Evan, you released a little clip of that as a full episode.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people listened to this, that thinking like, do these boys have a minute and a half podcast episodes?
Well, that is our shortest episode to date, but it was kind of speaking of the road hat at the beginning. That's how we got this free hat, because I tried to enter us in a competition and we had to do a 2-minute segment on Anchor. And so that's how that happened. So,
but okay, we got to talk about this competition. So this competition is one that we just decided on a whim. You know what? Like, hey, we got some good content here. Let's go for it. It had a lot of equipment that you could win if you did well in the competition. We had a lot of support from our listeners. Thank you guys so much for voting for us. But then we looked at everyone else involved and realized, oh crap, this is a worldwide podcasting competition. No chance in heck any Star Wars podcast is going to get anything. Yeah. But you know what? We proved ourselves wrong. Because in one glorious day, we checked our email and we saw that we had an item coming to us from Road Podcast. And we're like, oh yes, this is it. We got a free hat to share among the three of us. An astounding achievement for Star Wars Podcast. When entered into an international competition on behalf of Star Wars, we won a freaking hat, folks.
It's monumental.
It's a big deal. It's a pretty good hat.
You know, that's a pretty cool thing we got. But Justice, you remember that one time we got a pretty cool shipment of goodies?
Yes, I do. Have you guys hung them up yet? I have not had the opportunity.
I currently have my Raylo one up just to our left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice...
We should do like an Instagram post because Matt Bush was very kind enough to send the three of us different random pictures from his art collection. And we have some, we were able to do like this basically like a fantasy draft, and we like went through like and picked our favorite, you know, pieces. And I haven't been able to hang up mine yet, but I got some really cool, you know, there's one where it's like Indiana Jones and Darth Vader, and Darth Vader's like grabbing like Han, like, you know, the scene where Han Solo takes his blaster. That's it's like that, but he's drawn as Indiana Jones. It's a great, great piece. You guys have some really awesome ones, but and I also think that we have a couple that we might be giving away at some point. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we've been talking about doing that for a while, but we set aside two or three to give away on Twitter giveaways. So if you want those.
So yeah, eventually we'll be doing that. But we were, to kind of hark back to what Justice was saying, to our episode with Matt Bush, illustrator for Star Wars, the only artist to be part of all Star Wars celebrations. He really hooked us up with a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all of it.
Yeah, like his whole catalog.
Like his entire catalog. He's like, oh, hey, I'll send you guys a little something. We're like, oh, thanks, Matt. And then he sends us everything.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is amazing. And our wives are like, you guys can only pick a couple.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff that was sold out, like my Baby Yoda one.
Your Baby Yoda one was sold out. Mm-hmm. I got a really dope one that was Empire Strikes Back poster in German with Yoda on it. And I'm like, this one is so cool.
That one, yeah, from like the European Star Celebration. So yeah, that was a really memorable moment because we had him. He was our first, like, you know, big Star Wars, you know, in the Hollywood scene interview. And then he was also, he really enjoyed it. And, you know, we still keep in touch with him. And then he's also like, I'm going to send you a little care package. And this thing was like a brick, like tube that he sent me. And yeah, we had a fun time with that, so...
Well, I just love, like, just, it's been great with our podcast having the opportunity to talk with these people, but I just love, like, the nerding out we get to do with some of these awesome guests. Like, Justice, remember with Jack Geckler's episode, we just, like, hung out with him for, like, 20, 30 minutes afterwards, just talked about Clone Wars and random Star Wars stuff, and it was awesome.
Well, it's not even with him, but we also did that with Chris, too. Like, after, like, we had this really, both of them were really pretty long interviews, and then just, like, sat there with us and just, like, talked about random stuff that, you know, like, we didn't, like... Like, they were cool. It was cool to talk about, but it was just like, we're talking about this with you? Like, this is amazing. This is awesome.
We're like, we feel like you're wasting your time, but like, this is great. Yeah, like, we were talking with Jack Geckler, the animator for Force Awakens, on just like the original OG Clone Wars series from 03. And we were just like emailing him back like videos of that. My favorite thing is like Chris Lepps has been an awesome guy, and he's been sending us some like pictures from his movies on set. He sent us a really dope one recently. I'll try to post it on Twitter, of him dressed up in Fire Nation armor from the last Airbender movie.
Dude.
And I'm like, oh, that's so dope.
Yeah, it would be fun to... Yeah, we... an option for today's episode was to just commentate the last Airbender movie.
One of these days, we're going to be doing that for sure.
Other ideas was doing SpongeBob, the movie, like the original one, or doing Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, we were really trying to come up with something last minute because we're going to still be in touch with Charles Soule, but unfortunately that didn't work out. And then we're like, you know what? Let's talk about random stuff here. Let's just have a ball.
This is kind of like when The Simpsons didn't have a episode idea. They would just, like, something would happen and Homer would lose his memory. Then they would just show pieces of their other episodes to fill in the episode.
Or they'd predict the future.
I think a really good episode is part two, episode two of the Attack of the Clones. That's a really good episode to go listen to. That was just a fun time recording, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. A lot of the episodes we have a fun time recording end up not sounding good later, but the memories is what it's all about.
Oh, for sure. But, okay. We're talking about some of our favorite moments. We got to talk about what is still, by far, like, it's not even close, our most popular episode. Like, we've been doing interviews with people who are doing some legitimately great work, like working on Avengers movies, working with A-list actors, but our most popular episode by a landslide is on the, what, like, 10-year-old YouTube series, Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Rightfully so.
There's just a cult following when it comes to that. So anytime someone posts new content about it, I feel like that just they all flock to it and listen to it.
Yeah. That was just on a whim. And it was a great idea that my buddy Matt gave me. And then we even had Parker on for that one. And it was great. We just turned off the lights and we were all watching YouTube together. And there were people wearing metal hats and it just got weird.
So, but before we can keep on going here, let's give a semblance of structure to this episode. So today we're obviously just enjoying the fact that we're 100 episodes into the podcast, which we're really just thankful for and excited about. But talking a little bit about some of our favorite moments from the podcast and kind of reminiscing on that, then we're going to jump into a little bit of Trivial Pursuit and see if we can redeem ourselves from that episode with some Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. And going from there, we're also going to pay homage to Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared by sharing some favorite YouTube videos with each other and recording our reactions.
I don't know if favorite is the word. I just decided to pick the most cursed video on YouTube to show you guys.
All I could think of was really messed up ones too. So we're going to record our reactions to that. But before we jump into YouTube, let's reminisce a little bit. We had an episode on Star Wars Trivial Pursuit where we invited a friend of ours who is not as big of a Star Wars fan and kind of just happened to be there. And we're like, okay, fine. You can join us for the recording. And he beat us bad. And we even, Justice, we had a chance to do some Trivial Pursuit Star Wars style on a Scottish podcast with the Time In podcast, too.
And you lost, Gary, right?
Nah, I won.
I got smacked. I'm so bad when it comes to Trivial Pursuit.
No, we got smacked even when we were guesting on another pod. But I have right next to me here a Star Wars Trivial Pursuit box that I am thankful to own because of my sister-in-law's ex-boyfriend who gave it to us, and we never asked for it back before they broke up. So I get to own Star Wars Trivial Pursuit now. So Patrick out there, shout out to you. Thank you for the Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. And
that's like me never giving back Linda her GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
Just turning into an exes podcast.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
But let's start out with a little question here. Okay. Right. Evan?
Okay.
I have a good one for you.
All right, let's see if I can
get it. 100% know you will not get this.
Okay.
See if you know it. Listeners at home, how many nostrils grace a Tauntaun's face?
Oh, my goodness. Graze a Tauntaun's face?
Grace. How many nostrils are on a Tauntaun?
I'm just going to feel like it's trying to throw me. I'm just going to say two.
Justice, do you know?
Four.
Holy crap, Justice. You got it. It is four nostrils on a Tauntaun.
Nice.
I am redeeming myself right now.
I'm not going to insert the inappropriate joke I was thinking of. Anyways, next question here. Who explains to Luke that the dark side is not stronger than the Force, but is quicker, easier, and more seductive?
Beep.
Yeah,
Evan. It's me buzzing in. That's got to be Yoda, right?
100%. It is Yoda.
That was a pretty throwaway as opposed to nostril count.
Yeah, nostril count.
So Justice still has 2 points.
Okay. Who is accused of having delusions of grandeur in The Empire Strikes Back?
Leia?
Evan, what are your thoughts?
Well, I know C-3PO uses that line in the first film, but in Empire, it's got to be Han accusing Luke, right?
Close. Han accusing R2-D2.
Oh, dang it. All right.
Really? Wow.
R2-D2.
But I thought C-3PO accuses R2-D2 too, in the first film.
Or is it C-3PO? I don't know. It's R2-D2 is the answer.
Huh. That's in Empire?
Yep, in Empire Strikes Back.
Dang, crazy.
Right?
Dang. It's like the whole Golden Leg Syndrome. I remembered the films wrong. What is that called?
The Mandela Effect.
Mandela Effect.
Yes. Okay. Look back, C-3PO has a silver leg. Blew my mind. Now, let's do one final question here before we jump into our YouTube-y goodness.
All right.
What color are the Rebel flight uniforms? What color are the Rebel flight uniforms?
Is it like a trick question, like yellow, orange, or is it just like orange?
I would just say orange, yeah.
Well, orange, you glad you got that question right. I hate myself for that pun, but I had to do it.
Are you a dad?
I hope not. I don't think so.
All right, let's queue up. Let's get some sound going here. I'm going to queue up the I Feel Fantastic video. And Justice, you got to queue it up on your end. Did you find it?
I will pull it up right now.
All right.
So, okay. So we just watched the YouTube video, I Feel Fantastic. And what the hell?
Yeah, I don't like that.
We came up with, like, let's just come up with two random YouTube videos to show each other. And Evan's like, I got this to start out. And shows us the most cursed kind of video on there.
Yeah.
Justice, can you kind of break down what the heck we just watched a little bit?
It literally is just this robot or mannequin thing singing over and over in a high-pitched voice, I Feel Fantastic. And then it has a wardrobe change. And then what was the whole part about them, like the zooming in on outside and then going back to the robot singing I Feel Fantastic? I don't get it.
That's the part that terrifies me the most. It just randomly cuts to outdoors, zooms in to something, and then zooms out.
Yeah, I think...
I do want to say that I was on YouTube. The top comment is Taylor Swift's most underrated song.
Dude, YouTube comments.
Comments for the win.
Yeah, I just think that's such an interesting, because that kind of takes me back to the Marble Hornet Slenderman stuff. Like, I get that vibe watching it.
I feel like it has a deeper meaning, but I also don't know.
Yeah, there's like theory videos on it, but I feel like it's like,
I think it's been, you can actually do some like massive research on it though right now. The guy who created the videos like come out and talked about it and whatnot. I was kind of doing a little research this morning about it, because I was going to mention this video as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
No. What did you find when you looked it up?
Just something along the lines of like some of the theories are if it's a kind robot that just likes to sing, or AI, or if it's like a murdering AI that's, you know, all this, like, just like these random theories. And the guy, you know, just came up with a video and he's part of the Creepypasta group.
My theory is that it is a mannequin used to replace a person that was murdered and buried in the spot it zoomed in onto.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that.
Right?
It's just kind of the whole theory of like when someone's dead inside and they're lying to themselves saying, I feel fantastic, when they're obviously not doing okay.
AKA us every single episode. We're loving this. This is great.
Yeah. So look up I Feel Fantastic. It's one of the oldest YouTube videos. Turn out all the lights and get creeped.
Okay, guys. So I'll give you a little intro on what this next one is going to be without any spoilers. So this YouTube video has a few things. a pair of llamas and hats.
Ooh.
And that's all you need to know.
Yes.
I forgot how much I love that video.
It's been a long time.
My stomach was making the rumblies.
That only hands could satisfy. Dude, I feel like llamas with hats is a psychological study on what our generation thinks is funny.
Ooh.
Like, it's basically somebody who's like older or younger could look at this and be like, what the hell? And we're like, this is hilarious. Like, come on. Because our generation just loves that dark humor of somebody being like, killing people. Oh, that's my least favorite thing to do.
That's a good line. I like how his buddy, the Carl, his reaction never changes the whole time. It's like, oh, did you kill someone? Carl. And then he finds out he killed him. It's the same. Oh, Carl. like really, the other llama with the flower hat isn't surprised.
I love how we never... It literally takes... Because there's a lot of these videos, guys. It takes like two-thirds of the way through the whole Llamas with Hats series before we even know that like the other llama has a name. Like,
oh, yeah.
They just don't express it. It's just Carl over and over again.
I don't think I've actually seen the full series.
Ooh.
Dude, it's weird. It like it's escalation, and then at a certain point he literally like destroys everything, and then the following video it's just like there's one where it starts out he does literally nothing, and he's like, "Carl, I know you're doing something." He's like, "I'm just sitting here. I'm not doing anything." And it's like him doing nothing for the first 90% of it, and then you see a guy killed, and like that's it.
Man. Is it the dead guy in the first episode literally looks just like the dad from Rick and Morty?
He looks like Jerry with no hands and like 50 stab wounds.
Oh, man. That's good.
YouTube 37? Is
37. 37. Yes, 37 exactly. But like, it's really a study on what made the internet great.
Yeah.
Is that you can have just a video with two llamas wearing human garb. I'm talking about a person getting killed, and it just blows up. 29 million views for the full thing, 41 million for the one we just saw.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty epic. Shows how video games are bad.
Okay, Justice, it's your turn here. Can you give us a little preamble for what you're thinking of showing us?
Well, I want to know if you guys are okay with this, specifically you, Gary. But I'm thinking of doing Shrek is Love.
Okay, guys, we're gonna do Shrek is Love, but our reaction has to be incredibly PG, and our descriptions we're gonna have to be like Matt Bush was with Charlie Sheen, and like find the least crass way to express this.
Is it possible to make this squeaky clean?
We're gonna find a way, guys. So we're about to watch Shrek is Love and then give a squeaky clean breakdown of said video. Guys, before we break this down,
hello.
I'm gonna have to give the preamble here. If y'all are sensitive to anything that even verges close to inappropriate, please don't watch this video. But oh my word, we do not endorse this.
We do not support it. We do not endorse it. We just, it's very old video and we think it's very funny, but it's extremely inappropriate. Now let's discuss.
It's hard to find too. So
it's hard to find.
So don't
guys,
even try.
The only way we could find it was in Spanish subtitles. And like, I think that added to the experience when like, it's like Shrek says it's all ogre now. And I'm like looking at that and it says Aurora. And I'm like, hey, I learned what Aurora means.
This is my swamp.
This is my swamp. But
okay, so the best part about this, and like when the video came out, it's got two Left 4 Dead characters in it, which makes it even funnier. Mm. And then you're incorporating everything like the pop culture icon Shrek, and it's just in a sick, twisted way. And I don't know who came up with this, and I feel sorry for their soul.
Yeah, it's
what got to me this time. With posters in the background. Yeah. I never noticed that. And you see like Shrek as like Biggie Smalls, Shrek as Kratos from God of War, one of like Shrek with a big old heart.
It's just
so
it's kind of like all the other videos where it's kind of like shows our society in a way. Like like kids idolizing something, right? And like we've all done it. We all had those things we loved as a kid, but it's like a kid taking it way too far to where it's very scary, like where you're praying to Shrek.
And then Shrek comes to your room and things occur.
And he flies out the window.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. He just like pieces out, jumps out the window and flies like Superman. And I never caught that. Yeah, it's like the Left 4 Dead engine is how I made the video or something.
Yeah, I never knew what it... I thought it was just like some low-budget animation. But
no, it's Nick and who's the dad is... I forget what the dad's name is
from it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but that's...
Well,
dang.
I mean, we don't have Nerdy Nuggets this episode, but... Left 4 Dead 2 is getting an update for the first time in like 5 years this month. Maybe this is the update.
Left 4 Dead Shrek 2.
Left 4 Dead Shrek is love. But thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, like that's just an iconic YouTube video that I probably shared with too many friends way too many times.
Yeah. We literally were looking it up and we're like, dude, I think it's taken off. And Justice was like, nah, it's okay. I just watched it yesterday with someone.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Man. Yeah, that's cursed, man. I think we just watched all the cursed videos on YouTube. Top three.
I do have one more that's actually spooky if we wanted to watch it.
I think that's good. I need something to cleanse.
I need something to cleanse my soul. Do you have any scripture in this one or something? Is it like Kirk Cameron going on there preaching about Jesus to make me feel better about myself?
I was thinking of doing one on the Elisa Lam video.
Ooh. Okay. I love this one.
I've never heard of this.
Okay. Let's have Evan just watch it first, and then we'll break down all the stuff behind it, dude.
Yeah. This one for viewers, if you go and watch it, there is, like, actual, like...
This is about an actual case that is still
open.
It's actually a very interesting case, a very rough
sad.
One, very sad instance. Mm-hmm. And it's a real-life thing, but very interesting and very creepy.
And what American Horror Story Hotel is based off of.
So, I'm kind of excited because I love all this creepy and conspiratorial stuff, dude. So,
yep.
Let's go into it with Elisa Lam. Okay, guys, I think so. We just watched the surveillance video of Elisa Lam, and let's give a little context on who she is and what the deal is with this video. So, this is something that's really big on the internet because it's kind of a huge unsolved mystery. And Elisa Lam was a tourist at this hotel who is caught in surveillance doing these odd motions around an elevator. And Evan, before you got the context of it, what the heck were you thinking seeing her moving around there?
It wasn't good, guys. She looked like she was being followed by something probably spiritual, demonic. And then she presses all the buttons on the elevator. And
her hand getting into that like weird position, freaks me out.
Well, it's weird because the elevator doors won't close. Usually when you press the elevator button for the floor you want, the doors close, but the door stays open the whole time and she starts to panic. And then it's like almost like she realized she's on the surveillance camera. So she steps out of the elevator and just out of sight of the camera, she's like, doing some weird like ritual looking stuff with her arms. Very... very creepy.
Yeah, so Gary and I have watched a bunch of content about this, and it's a very sad case, but this hotel has a history of having weird things happen, and like if you think about it, the reason that they found her is because some like customer or person staying at that hotel realized that the water was getting nasty. So for those of you who don't know, her body was found in one of the water tanks. Just think of how gross that is when you have nasty bits coming out of people's like out of your water. And it comes to find out that like this girl that's gone missing ends up in the tank. Like that's just creepy. It's creepy, man.
And from what I recall too, like, okay, she got into these tanks and the tanks aren't easy to open. So like for a normal sized female to just open that up, people are wondering like, was she even capable of doing that? But there's also no evidence of foul play necessarily. It's super weird, super creepy. And I mean, I'm always really interested in the unsolved mysteries and all of that kind of stuff. So it's another thing just from the internet that I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just demonic stuff, man. Creepy. We need to go watch some Phineas and Ferb to feel better about things. Man, I didn't know our 100th episode would get so spooky, man.
Get so creepy.
This is why you can't watch the news.
Now, we know that was pretty dark. So with our last YouTube video that we're going to do like a reaction, we're going to do Charlie Unicorn and Brighten Our Days Up.
Dude, that just brightens up my day.
Yes,
every time.
Shun the non-believer.
That is by far my favorite. This is probably one of the first weird YouTube videos I saw, was just Charlie the Unicorn.
Yeah.
When I was young and impressionable wee lad.
It's kind of weird. It only has 36 million views for how iconic it is.
Right?
In a world where it's way less art, like artistic stuff gets way more views, but... You know, that's just YouTube for you.
It's so great. I mean,
it's got that weirdness to it, but it's still it's a mix between like "Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared" and then "Salad Fingers" or something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, it has those creepy vibes, but it's still fun and upbeat. And then the twist happens at the end.
It's like less on the creepiness for me and more on the like, what the hell?
Yeah,
just weird.
Yeah, I love how it's unicorns, and you know, and they want to take their buddy to Candy Mountain, and then they see that swimming dinosaur guy. Yeah, it's,
and I mean, they took his kidney. They took his freaking kidney.
I don't know why, but the voice reminds me of the guy from Archer and Bob's Burgers.
Yes,
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. No, that, you know, this is the one, I guess, good thing this going through YouTube has, you know, YouTube is, it, you know, there's a lot of variety on there. like it's the one place where things like this are allowed to exist, whether they should be allowed to or not, they still exist.
Where there's no executives there to say, no, you don't get the green light. You just freaking make a thing about unicorns taking kidneys.
Yeah. And I mean, this is how it used to be. I guess now it's more filtered, but it's still crazy that some of those things are still on there.
Right.
I don't know.
And it inspires us as content creators to live up to the Charlie the Unicorn standard.
Does it?
The salad finger standard.
Oh my gosh. But
yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. But I mean, I'm enjoying our little meandering through YouTube.
Yeah.
I know that our plans for our 100th episode didn't pan out, but I'm liking just, you know, having episodes to chill, go back to our older days of just having fun without thinking about actually making decent content.
Yeah, without planning.
Without any planning. But speaking of not planning, oh my, have we planned a special final segment for you? One that would make you willingly give up your kidney, just like Charlie the Unicorn. My favorite segment, your favorite segment, Evan's favorite segment,
Comic of the Week.
Comic of the Week.
You should pause it because I have no comic here next to me.
And that's a great episode. Yeah. Yeah. Another episode of Pod Wars.
let me be back.
We're not cutting that out, dude. We're totally leaving that in there.
Dude, have you ever seen the YouTube video Damn Ass Rock?
No.
All right, look it up really quick. Okay, so that video just shows bros, man.
Dude, so while Justice was going to grab his comic, we just watched a wonderful video called Damn Ass Rock of something we've encountered a lot, skateboarding, running to those stupid pebbles at stopping board, and then a bro being like, it's this damn ass rock.
Yeah.
Want to go pee on it?
Yeah, what a good homie.
What a homie.
Like, his little buddy's being a little B-word, and then he's like, dude, it was this rock. You want to pee on it, make it better? Just reminds me of being 12, so... Yeah, I'm glad I can watch that. That one was way over edited, but yeah,
it was
good.
Anyways, comics, right?
Week.
All right, guys. So I'm gonna try doing a review on Joker Killer Smile. Have you guys heard of that one?
I haven't.
Like you, Gary.
I haven't listened. I've not listened. I haven't read that one.
So it's by Jeff Lemire, Andrea Sorrentino, and then Jordi Belair. So it's three of them, and they're like oversized. Like this isn't a normal. Like here's a normal comic.
It like and almost then, looks like a vinyl.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So there's three of them, and I think there's one that's about the Joker that I'm about to talk about. Then there's one about Harley Quinn, and then they're doing the new one that's about Batman. But so this story takes place. I don't really know what like Batman universe, but the Joker is in prison, and one of the new therapists thinks that he can cure the Joker. So it starts off with him going to the Joker's cell and like trying to get like his origin story, trying to get Joker to open up, trying to talk to him about like why or like are you doing the things that you're doing. And then while this is going on, he's going home and like he's getting frustrated because he's not getting anywhere, and he talks to his boss and she's like, you got 3 more weeks left, and he's like, I need years because it's the Joker. And he goes home and he's got 2 kids, and I haven't read the Harley Quinn one, but I've read the Batman one, the first issue of it. And there's like this repeating character, and there's Happy Town, which is like this random, like there's this comic that like keeps on appearing, or in the Batman version, it's a TV show, but let me find it really quick. It is like it's Happyville, and in there is a clown that goes and kills villagers in the town.
It's illustrated like a children's book too in that little bit.
That little bit, yes. But then like here's like the opening page, and it's normal. So basically when he goes home, he's like trying to separate like mentally, like, okay, when I'm at work, I'm like dealing with the Joker. When I'm at home, I'm not trying to think about that. And his son brings him a book, and it ends up being this comic book about the Killer Bunny. And throughout the story, as it keeps on going on, I have read this a couple weeks ago, so I'm sorry for butchering it / not like doing the best job of explaining it. But as the story goes on, the narrator starts to talk about like what is reality, what are delusions, what is, you know, like, are you actually in society? And just kind of explaining that, you know, after you've been around crazy people long enough, you yourself start to question your reality. And that's when I sent you guys that one picture little bit ago, where, so as things are going on, he starts to freak out. Like he starts to lose his mind. He starts to realize that something's not right. He's losing track of time. He's repeating the same kind of stories with his kids and his wife. And it comes to find out, like, he finally goes to the Joker and he's like, had it. And he's like, I'm done. Like, what is going on? Like, I've been like, we've been like doing therapy for 3 weeks now. And the Joker is like, no, we've been doing therapy for 3 years. And your wife and your kids left you last month and you told me about them. And that's how I know who they are. And dang, like the whole story just like explodes. Shoot. From there. And he goes home, and like there's this like crazy panel where everything that you've read is like everything that you read has been just like a facade, a lie, like him like coming up with these things that's been going on with his family. But in reality, like everything that you read, like that hasn't actually happened. And so he slowly turns into this crazy villain, and he starts putting on like Joker makeup, and he goes to the prison that the Joker's in, and he breaks the Joker out, and the Joker gives his wife or him the address of his kid and his wife so that he can go and kill them for leaving this guy. And the Batman comes in and like is fighting the Joker, and he has this choice, because when they get to the scene, like after they break out, this therapist like opens up the gate so like all the you know, Gotham's bad villains can fight the guards, so the Joker and this therapist can escape. And he's got like paint on, and they both have a gun. And there's like one scene where the security guard's like like, you need to stop. And the therapist like just shoots him. And they both have that iconic like Joker laugh where they like, they both go, ha. And then they both like laugh like that. Like, no, I can't do a good Joker laugh, but they, and then like they go on to the Joker's, you know, the Joker's hideout, and Batman shows up, and that's when Joker or Batman has the decision to make if he can go and save this therapist from shooting his family, or he can stop the Joker and send him back to prison. So the Batman chooses to go and stop this therapist from killing his family, which he ends up doing. And then now the Joker's in the city ravaging, you know, causing chaos. And the it ends with the therapist in Arkham just being like, I can't believe I let that happen to me. Like, I can't believe he like got into my head. And the whole time there's like bits and pieces that I've been kind of like keeping out while describing this, but there'll be things that'll happen like with his family, but that'll be like the actually little sayings that people from Arkham have actually been saying to him. Like Two-Face will say something and then he'll think like his wife is actually saying it, but it's really Two-Face. And it's just like this crazy, like mind-bending story of what happens when you try to cure the Joker. In reality, he causes you to go crazy.
Dude, I love psychological stuff like that.
That's so cool. Like, I mean, the only one who hasn't gone insane working with the Joker is Batman, and he's kind of already insane.
Yeah, I mean, he's borderline.
He's definitely, if not more than borderline. Dude, yeah, that sounds like such a dope comic.
And the art is amazing. And there's like a scene where he goes to a restaurant, and the restaurant ends up being a place where all the villains go. And Harley Quinn serves him a plate, and it's the therapist's head. And like they open up, like they like cut into the cake, and it's like his brain, and like him getting even crazier. And then it's got such a like the new Joker movie vibes where he goes and like starts putting paint on his face. And I'm just like, as I was reading, I was like, this is creepy.
Oh man.
Oh, that's terrifying. But I'm all about the terrifying Joker stories, dude. Yeah. Love them.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that one. It's been a while since I was on a comic of the week. I'm glad you saved a good one for the 100th episode.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Yeah. And yeah, so go out, buy a Joker Killer Smile. It's awesome. It's only 3 books. If you're looking for a good psychological story, Jeff Lemire is great. So,
I've never heard of him. Have you ever read his stuff before?
I've read that, and there's another one I'm blanking, so I'm sorry. But he's more DC.
Okay, DC guy. That's cool.
And that's our comic of the week.
Comic of the week.
But guys, 100 episodes.
I'm sad. I'm emotional right now.
Right?
And we spent it watching Shrek.
And we spent it watching Shrek is Love.
It's a little bittersweet ending to this 100th episode.
we're gonna slightly end it on a happier note because, guys, for you fans out there, we have some really spicy interviews coming up. We're not gonna name any names. We're not gonna say anything, but like the things that are coming down the plate are freaking awesome. Let's just say we have 4 to 5 interviews that we're currently scheduling right now.
Yeah, we're really excited for what's ahead for the pod. Some great episodes. We have an episode coming out too on some of the best conspiracies in Star Wars. Anything from Darth Jar Jar to Clone Wars propaganda, and was Luke dead the entire Last Jedi?
Ooh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I was on that episode.
Yeah, right.
We don't pre-record episodes.
No, not at all.
Never.
No, never. And Evan, thank you for coming back on here and joining us again today. It wouldn't be a 100th episode without you.
Yeah, I missed you guys. Thanks for having me. I'm glad we could record this one.
And hopefully next, our 200th episode, we'll have better material than Shrek is Love.
Dude, by then, I feel like YouTube will just be gone.
It just won't be a thing.
We'll be watching TikToks.
We'll be like podcasting on the moon by then. Ooh,
and Batman will have come out, and we'll see how that turns out. And Lego Star Wars. Don't get me started on the Lego Star Wars video game delay.
Dude, you're still bitter about that one.
I was I was hoping we could do a whole stinking episode on that, but sign coming out.
So guys, just really quick, I've been playing the Marvel Avengers game. It's amazing. Dude. You need to get it. It's everything you want in this Avengers game and more. And I love it. So actually going to go play that after I shut down and clean everything up. So.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. I texted you last night. We're going to have to eventually do a game review justice. Because the beginning of it was really good. And then there was a little bit of a lull. And I'm like, are they doing Inhumans? And I texted you confused. And then I started playing as the Hulk. And I'm like, okay, I can vibe with this now.
Yeah, I've been watching like Twitch streamers play it. And it's even fun just to watch.
It is. It really is. It's so cool.
Well, yeah, guys. Yeah,
so I'm happy about it. And thank you for checking out this episode. You can find us on Twitter at Podwars Podcast. Evan, you got anything else?
It's all ogre now.
And on that note, have a great week.
I'm so glad I did the Twitter thing and let that go to you.
Oh, man.